Don't worry about it.
Okay, so Cotty had COVID at my bar mitzvah.
It's better, it's better than lice.
My sister had lice.
I feel like I'm being interrogated.
But we all made it through. We all, I don't think you gave many people other than Lisa COVID.
I gave like, you, we don't know.
You sort of kept your distance.
I was doing my own thing. It was like I was at a theme park by myself.
No, I feel like, yeah, you were like present, but I feel like.
I was hitting up all the activations.
I also think you weirdly had a sense that you might be getting sick and weren't overly in people's faces.
I was
faces.
Trying to stay away from a few.
I feel like that. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like the ragtag group, the 60 plus, I was staying away from all them.
I felt like you were very present, but also conscious of
yeah,
something.
I was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we can be honest with one
yeah.
another,
yeah,
I was incredibly sick at that bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but you had to come.
Of course I did. And that's yeah. why I didn't.
Yeah. And I was felt like Friday that like something was trying to take me out. I didn't have any cold symptoms other than body aches. I felt like winter was coming. And so I did an IV on Saturday, loaded up with every kind of zinc spray vitamin you yeah. could do. And I staved it off just enough. Sunday, I was like on death's door.
What's that Will Ferrell movie? When he gets shot in the neck with a dart gun.
Look who suggested for me.
It was like, you're crazy, man. That's what I felt like on Friday, where it was like someone got me in the neck and I was like, you're crazy. Like I could not open my eyes.
Yeah.
I went to go pick up my car. I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
I was a fucking mess, but I rallied. I just started drinking at like 1 o'clock.
Do you want me to be unprivate? Oh, you're in. Okay, good. We're going to watch this little reel of Luca's. Oh, yeah. That dress gave me so many problems.
Why?
It was like sliding like down.
I never had a crepe.
He brought me one at the end of the night. That guy is so sweet. You need to use him for events.
Who was wearing the same dress as you?
No one. Oh, no, that wasn't the same dress. It looked good in photos, right?
It did. Looked good in real life.
But if you'll see,
I love
some,
the dress, but I'm like, not going to lie. That feather dress, I'm sad didn't get a little more action.
What do you mean?
I wanted the feather dress to have like a moment at the party as well.
Oh, interesting. I could have come in the feather dress.
You could have, and you didn't.
It was too.
Who made the feather dress?
It's a brand called Taller. It's a designer called Taller Marmo. It's out of Italy. The gold one. No, but the problem is I love the white one and
these are going to get warm.
I'm actually not. I'm keeping it. I don't know where I'm going to wear it again, but I love it so much. It's so rad. But
well,
it was
Christmas morning.
It was too buttoned up to go to wear that into the party.
I loved it. I loved it.
Did you see the white look?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that one.
We'll be posting that. We'll be posting that in future weeks. But no, it was like high neck, straight white. With like ostrich feather sleeves. And I needed, that was not a party dress.
Makes me want to drink.
So the gold dress I loved, but it had the tiniest little straps, right? And when Duran mm-hmm. tied it on me in the rabbi's office, because that's where I changed, I bent over to grab, so you can see it's like lifting.
Yeah.
So I bent over to grab a bag and I heard a pop and I was like, oh my God, Duran, it just like broke. The strap is...
What'd you guys do?
So he goes, no. He's like, no, no, no. Like nothing. I don't see anything wrong. It looks good. And from what I kind of slipped it off and looked and it seemed to be, I couldn't tell what was going on, but then he'd be tying it. And then one side would go up like this. And I was like, tie it. I'm like, you suck at tying. So then I told someone else to tie it. Later I realized, so I kept having to like lift my boobs up. And in most of the photos, I think it's fine. When I was dancing, it was like this. It was like going up. So it was just annoying to fuss with a dress all night.
Yeah.
Although I think it looked good.
Taste this.
No, I'm tasting my own.
No, taste this.
No.
Do you guys want to say how we got those drinks?
Yeah, but hold on. I'm telling you my dress story.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
So I just feel that it was a lot of fussing with a dress. And I wouldn't have wanted to fuss with whatever I was wearing, no matter what I was wearing. And so I was annoyed. So then the next day when I was like putting everything away, I noticed a tack and like part of the loop that holds that strap on that side popped.
Oh, I see. Like a loop
so
inside.
It wasn't enough to make it unwearable, but it was enough to sort of offset because the whole dress is being held up.
I understand
these tiny
it straps. Now. I understand it.
So anyway.
Is she wearing a hairpiece on top?
It's a headband.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for making me feel bad that I should have worn the white dress
no,
more.
No, I said both dresses were awesome. I was like, I don't know why I expected you to arrive in the white dress and then change into the gold. I wanted a little more play with the white. But now I see what you're saying. It was too buttoned up for like a party.
Because then I get there in the white and I'm suddenly... The white? It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I wanted to hate it because I didn't want to pay that much for that dress. And I wanted to get a deal, but only my Teresa had it. Like nobody else had it. You could find it in a few other colors, but in that ivory, nobody else had it.
It was amazing.
I'm obsessed with it. But there's going to be tons of pictures that I post in it.
Yeah, true.
So who cares? Okay.
I just cracked a grapefruit sprinter.
I'm just going to say this now, and Lord forgive me in advance.
What?
I will be referencing the bar mitzvah for the next month or two because it was such an overload.
Oh.
It was such an overload of...
Month or two?
Of things. No, just like here and there. I'm going to say, oh, that. Because things are coming up and I'm reflecting on the experience. It was like a wedding.
It is a wedding.
It was my wedding, more rewarding than my own wedding because it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I got to sort of play both sides of it. So I don't know. Anyway. We have Sprinter. Sprinter sent us Sprinter. I've never tried it before.
She nailed a fucking vodka soda. That's why I want you to try the best flavor. And I don't know if you are.
I want to try peach. So okay. Sprinter is Kylie Jenner and who else is
Kendall
it?
Kendall Jenner's.
It's Kylie Jenner.
No, it's Kendall.
Kylie.
It's Kylie.
Don't think
Kendall
so
has 818 tequila. Yeah.
Oh, really? This is Kylie?
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Shut the fuck up.
Just kidding.
I'm done. I didn't know she had this. Are you guys absolutely positive?
And yeah, I checked the website multiple times. And
it is, and she's on the billboard. So get over your.
I've never
nonsense.
Seen a billboard for this.
They're sexy. She's like all glossed up and like, oh my God, hot.
Let me see. Oh my God, my.
That
what
one,
a little
that one.
Vixen.
So are there partners in this? Do we know anything about it?
Everything she does just
so
turns
it's
to gold. It's
premium vodka, real fruit juice, sparkling water, natural flavors.
So fucking good.
Which it's delicious. I'm drinking peach. I love this because it's only 100 calories. Gluten-free, obviously, most vodka is. But do you notice in a White Claw, it says...
Ugh.
You look at the ingredients.
It says alcohol.
And it'll be alcohol. Like rubbing? Like what are we talking about?
Malt.
But what?
It's malt.
Generic? What is malt?
I don't fucking know. I think it's like malt liquor.
It's not. Isn't malt liquor like beer? Anyway.
Caca, Halston.
This is bomb.
What is in White Claw? What liquor's in
White
Claw?
I'm gonna pound like three of these.
What liquor is in White Claw?
Only three carbohydrates.
I don't like White Claw. I don't really like High Noons anymore. Oh, this is going to be Claws Up, White Claw.
Do we know
Triple
if she has partners?
Spilled alcohol. Like,
the company's CEO is a guy named Mike Novi, who's a beverage industry veteran.
Tycoon.
Look at that. White Claw is a flavored malt liquor.
Hmm.
Boom.
God. Strange. I would rather than just pick one and be like rum, gin, vodka.
You don't see any gin canned drinks.
This is bomb.
Isn't it fucking good?
Gin still hasn't had a great comeback. Gin feels very 1950s, 1960s.
It has like a bad cloud over it, I feel like.
I like gin. What do you say about gin?
It's the mean man's liquor.
Yeah.
It's like the aggressive husband that comes home and hits his wife once and goes to bed.
Oh, God. Gin. Very specific. I like gin, but you know, some people say that about tequila too, that it makes them mean.
Mm-mm.
I want to try lime as well.
Grapefruit's the best.
Shut up.
I've never had black cherry. I just buy this and I just tear through the grapefruits. But how delicious is it? And let me tell you something. If you've made your way through.
I'll drink it later.
Okay.
I'll drink it later. If you've made your way through.
Fine. Are you not sick anymore?
Of course I'm not.
I'm scared.
Don't be. I'm scared of you.
Okay.
Then no. Just pour it in your mouth.
No.
Please. Just taste the damn thing. Oh, well, just suck it now. Touched.
Ew, no.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I like it.
It's like a fake grapefruit. These peach is bomb. Lime is bomb.
Mm-mm. Black cherry. How Pop that little bitch open. How many?
There's four flavors.
There's four.
All right.
I just like it.
No. Peach and lime. Thanks, Xander, for giving me the best flavors.
No, I switched with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the alcohol content is.
Peach and lime.
36 grams. Oh. I thought it said 36 grams of protein. I was like, are you fucking kidding? I'll have one for breakfast.
30. It does look like 36.
Carbohydrates.
That's 3 grams.
Damn it. Oh, it's only 4%. We'd need to have like seven of these.
I know. I might need a shot of something right now. I'm like ready to like, my kids are off school tomorrow. It's been a week.
What do you want? We have anything you want. What do you want? Want
to do a shot with me?
Fuck no.
What do you want? You want some Pour Osos?
Yeah. I'm going to pour some in here.
Okay.
Pour Osos and Sprinter are going to have a little sweet. What can I have? Is there ice in a cup? Is that too much to ask?
I don't think they make ice here.
Yeah, we have some.
And then I could, yeah, then they can have a little baby together. Pour Osos and Sprinter. I'm on the other side. I'm here. I'm human. I'm whole.
I'm not.
I'm whole.
I'm glad you are, and I'm not.
Why are you not?
Because I have post-COVID and inflammation.
Okay. And?
It's bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
You seem fine.
Well, I am right now because I've been eating Motrin all day.
Well, I told you to. Why are you in a sweatsuit? I mean, it's cute. I'm just curious.
Because I woke up.
Is this to just make Mike, your husband, even more sus about our whole concept?
About our setup? Because I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Kids were up at 5 a.m. I woke up. I just got my shit done. Neither of them had school today. Mimi showed up and I just threw on a sweatsuit and ran out the door.
Oh.
It was my only way.
What is the story? What's the backstory?
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just cute. I bought it when I was fat.
Oh my God. What a delicious. You're partaking in this.
Halston. Oh. Jesus Christopher. Yeah. Isla puts water in it.
This is why I love this podcast because it's just a dream. Oh, I've hung up on all the Pour Osos, everyone.
Really Bert Kreischer
and Tom.
You got this.
Segura?
Segura.
Segura. I was close as fuck. Their vodka Pour Osos. It's bomb.com. I love it so much. I think you can probably buy it anywhere these days. We're going to do a little mixer with a little, we're just going to bump up the Sprinter.
It's like Kylie and the Bears had a baby.
It's like they're having a sweet little.
That's a lot of vodka.
Well, shut your mouth, Mrs. I do one vodka soda a night. It's time to play, okay? We haven't drank on the show in a while, and I'm feeling really just accomplished in life. And
I'm so glad you are.
I also.
I might need some of your.
I'll do lime too.
Woo!
I've been paying too much attention to some of our haters. And. I've been forwarding it to you and Sandra to be like,
wait, one chick
guys,
wrote,
look at what they said
what did
today.
One chick wrote, she goes, this could possibly be the worst podcast I've ever listened to. So I wanted to write back and be like, but you listened.
Right?
Which episode?
The haters are the biggest fans.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, and then Sandra's like, it's fine. I need Sandra to talk me off a ledge every time.
I just did a laughing emoji.
I will say that I have been saying like a lot. All of our guests say like, you say like a little bit, not as much as me. So every time haters come for me, I try to straighten up and be a little less, say a little like.
Who the fuck
like,
pays attention to
just
this?
Just a little like a little less. It's so hard to not say like.
Do I say it?
Not as much as me.
Know.
It's because I'm professional.
You're a professional scholar,
Whatever.
Educated at an Ivy League.
I speak French.
Anyway,
ooh,
so what
vodka
else, what
and
else,
Motrin.
What else do you got for me?
What a combo.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? Okay, wait.
What?
How do we like our baby?
Tastes like spring break. Mm. It's not bad.
I like it.
Mine tastes flat though for some reason.
Because we didn't get enough ice.
Yours looks like a scotch and soda, but clear.
I like it. I'm actually into it. Okay. We've talked about this app before, Reframe, yeah?
Oh. Ugh.
Can we just talk about it for 1 second?
Sure. Okay. Because once you diddle in it, they like hover over you.
Okay.
Like a Wrangler for the rest of your life.
So Reframe is a cut back, quit or cut back on drinking app, I guess website as well. I think it's primarily an app. And I like the concept because they're not saying don't drink. It's in the beginning. They're not saying don't drink. It's so horrible. They're like, why don't you do a few less, just track your drinks, do a few less drinks a week, start off that way and see how you feel, whatever, right? So I've dabbled. I've subscribed and unsubscribed.
You dabbled in Reframe? It's like you've cheated on me.
Yes, over the last couple of years. I tried it once.
So you talked to this bot?
Okay, I got a free trial, did it. And then anything that asks me to log all the time, it's not realistic that I'm going to do that every day. So then they kept kind of coming for me with interesting factoids, right? So then I signed up again, I think after my last trip to like Spain or something. And I was coming home and I was like, I've been drinking red wine and sangria and I want to like reset, right? Yeah. But without being unrealistic and saying I'm cold turkey, not doing anything. So I signed up again. Then after like a week or two, I'm like, I just can't keep up. So whatever. But I like some of the little factoids and tidbits of information they give you. Then they keep emailing me afterwards.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
With information, okay? So it went from like interesting, different twists on how alcohol affects you, what you can do differently, pretty light, to like dark as fuck. Like it'll be like, did you know drinking causes Alzheimer's? Did you know drinking causes liver disease? Did you know drinking can give you Parkinson's? I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. This isn't even.
No, you know what? See, it's already asking Halston. And they don't even know he's sober. See, what bothers me about it.
Or for a longer time than I intended or more than one occasion. I mean.
Yeah, of course I have some fun. Okay. So I dabbled in it. And then, of course, I didn't even complete week one. It was like, how many drinks do you have a week? And I was like 30 something. Like I was counting like three a night. So that's what? No, not 30. I was like 21. 21. 30? Like it was in the 20s.
30 is that bad.
And it was like, let's start by having 4 dry days. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
How do you go from 21 to 8?
Yeah.
That's not even fair. Yeah. Or I don't even know how many.
Yeah.
So then I didn't log anything. And it was like, you okay? And then it felt like the next week I had a sponsor that I had ghosted on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They come in hot.
They're like, have you been drinking? I was like, I paid for you.
But hold on.
I paid for you.
Did you have a live person calling you?
No. Okay. It's not like Noom. No.
Good.
It's like the obsessive.
Noom came for me once too. Hold on. Let me just tell you a few. Let me just give you a few of the headlines of the emails I get from Reframe. But when they were trying to get me back, they weren't this dark. And now I think they know I'm not coming back. So they're just trying to scare the fuck out of me. It's not okay.
I drove a drink so badly, I couldn't think of anything else. Yes.
Okay, listen. Protect your body. Alcohol increases the risk of kidney stones.
Nope.
Next email. Protect your body. Alcohol exacerbates the risks of Alzheimer's disease. Protect your body. Alcohol exacerbates the risk of endocarditis. Wonderful. Alcohol elevates the risk of multiple sclerosis. I mean, what can't I get from alcohol? Alcohol exacerbates the risk of neurogenic bladder dysfunction. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for telling
me. Who knew that was a thing?
I mean, alcohol amplifies the risk of Parkinson's disease.
How much are these people drinking?
I mean,
I've continued to drink even when it caused trouble with my relationships.
Gland cancer.
That's common with drinking.
What is that even? What is that?
I don't know. I think it's a gland.
Oh, shut up.
I know.
Are you joking?
No. I have continued to drink even when it caused trouble with my relationships. Like, what? No.
You know what we should start doing? We should sign up for these apps or just do the quizzes on the pod for fun. Just answer all the questions. Like Noom is the same way.
Noom, do you find yourself overeating? I told you about when Mike did Noom. Out of boredom
or out of hunger?
When Mike did Noom and he had half of a gingerbread house one night.
Yeah.
And he logged it. He logged it and it was like 11:20. And he logged his meal and it was like gingerbread house
with
roof,
or without icing.
Roof and patio. And then it was like two gluten-free Oreos. And his Noom coach in the morning was like, just text him. He was like, are you okay?
So, the patio.
Like, the roof and the patio. I was like, why would you admit to eating a gingerbread house? He's like,
and they're like, how many square feet is that, sir?
I love that he was like, do you know my sponsor text me? And all he wrote was, are you okay?
That has to be the best log Noom has ever seen.
House and patio.
Speaking of Oreos, did you know Oreos make the most? Have you seen the Oreos most?
Yeah.
With this much?
Yeah.
I only knew about like double
stuffed
or trip the most. Have you had the most?
Yeah.
Is it bomb?
It's a lot. It's waxy.
So I.
Most stuff. Yeah, right there. I voted.
Luca's friend, one of his best friends, his parents are pretty like, they're already genetically giraffe-like and they are very, she's very organic, anti-sugar, whatever. So every year I buy him, one year I bought him like a 10 pound bucket of Nutella. And one year then they bought me $100 Toblerone that was this big. And then I like retaliated with something else. So now he keeps saying he wants 1200 Oreos or something. I was searching for a gigantic Oreo. Because like somebody should make a gigantic Oreo. One Oreo, like this big. Anyways, I found the most ones. I thought those were pretty badass. Like a restaurant commercial size. And I'm going to put that with his gift.
I was going to say, you should get like the really big glass jar for the kitchen and Khloe Kardashian it.
Ugh, that's pretty. I like that. But I would think those go stale fast.
They don't.
Really?
It's glass. It's a heavy lid. No more stale. Like, no asshole in my house is closing the...
Come on. The most...
Mola would shit over that.
The most... Oreo is my favorite cookie.
It's amazing.
Oreo is by far my favorite cookie.
Finally, Ted started dipping them.
Mm. Speaking of cookies and candies, did you dress up on Halloween?
No. I was really sick on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. You didn't do anything?
No, I trick-or-treated.
And I spread the COVID all over the place.
Achoo! We all had COVID.
And did you all wear masks?
Of course we did. No, we did. I think we had COVID. Oh, I was negative, but I still felt like shit. It took me out.
I felt like shit. Body aches. Uh-huh. I tested 5 times because I thought...
Uh-huh. I'm just kidding.
No, I really did. I would have explained it. I think I had the flu or something... It couldn't possibly just be stress or everything from the event. Like it was more than that, but I was rocked and I don't remember feeling that achy and shook since I had COVID.
You know what I'd like to say, and this is going to be a very unpopular opinion, that when people, because I know a lot of people that are like, don't test, think it's just as bad as the cold or the flu. It's bullshit. It is not. Because the aftermath of COVID, when you get it really fucking bad, the aftermath sucks.
But and do you think that after the first time?
The first time, no, but I was just vaccinated after the first time I got it. This time I haven't had a shot in over 2 or 3 years.
Are you regretting that?
You know, I probably wouldn't have changed it because I was sick. Here's the thing. I get it. Like you get sick. And you're pretty fucking sick. But afterwards, the inflammation fucking attacks your body. It attacks your body. And you talk to any doctor and they will back that up of like, you're going to be dealing with inflammation issues.
Forever
and ever. But like my hip is out because I think it's connected to my lower back, what Prenuvo picked up on me. And my tonsil, I have like fucked up tonsils that I've been on like a really good streak for like a year
Should
and a half.
Should you have had your tonsils removed? Are you one of those people?
Our doctor won't do it.
Why?
He's like, you need to have like really disgusting tonsils.
Oh.
He's like, you've got to be like a Silverman. Like
Zadé?
Yeah.
So you, nobody as a kid said you should have your tonsils out?
I never had tonsil issues.
Oh.
I never had tonsil issues until after I had COVID.
So now this time you think you're going to be paying a hefty toll?
It hasn't left me. I'm on week two. It fucking stays with you.
Yeah, but I didn't have it and I still feel like this, whatever I had, is coming for me. We need to remind ourselves at the October, end of October, November to mid-October to mid-November is when all this shit, you're like, I've had a great year, but the weather changes, right? Do you know what I mean? This is the time of year, I think more than even Jan, Feb, where shit comes for you.
Thanksgiving, Halloween to Thanksgiving, I am always sick as a fucking dog.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just waiting to get the fucking stomach flu.
I block it out. And I act surprised.
So the girl that comes to give me my IVs, she's amazing.
Who do you use?
Beverly Med, MD.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Okay. What kind of IV do you ask for?
She gives me like the COVID cocktail.
Oh, because I think there's so many options on their menus that I don't even know what to choose.
I think she's a PA. Mm-hmm. So she has all these nurses that work in NICU and that do this like freelance.
And you think it helps you?
And she texts, it 100% does. Mm. They gave me the IV on Sunday and they're like, listen, you're going to have a really rough night. They're like, we gave you a bunch of shit
that's going to
push through your liver. It's going to just speed shit up. So you're probably going to have a fever. You're probably going to feel like shit. You're going to be achy. Like you're going to have a rough night.
Whoa.
But you're going to feel better tomorrow. And I did. I felt like.
How much do they charge?
It was $340.
Okay.
They do same day though, which is so nice.
I know they're all
and
kind
if you
of
need
in that
like
range.
Antibiotics or anything. Bert has a great one too that he uses.
Oh, she'll prescribe?
Yeah.
Fast. Did you do it? Did you do a Z-Pak?
Oh. I didn't. Mm. I thought about it and I should have because it's good for the inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up not. But anyway, so I follow her on Instagram and she was like, I have never seen more cases of 3-day flus, 3-day stomach bugs. I was like, are we in hell now? That sounds awful. 3 fucking days of vomiting?
Oh, well, you're going to be getting that soon. Now that you're talking about it.
Where the fuck is
what? I mean, you'll lose a few pounds.
No. I'd rather be fat and bloated the rest of my life than have a 3-day stomach flu. I can't do it.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Oh, God.
All right, let's move on from the sicknesses.
And pneumonia. And I gave it to Lisa, and now Lisa's kids have it. Fuck. I feel awful.
You're a good friend.
We shared one of these. She came to pick me up from the bar mitzvah, and we shared one.
Was it a Sprinter?
No, it was a Paloma.
I don't like those.
Palomas?
Your friend's brand?
No. No, it was Chicks with Dicks. No. Chicks, not Dicks. 3 chicks and I don't know.
It was a canned?
Yeah, it was a canned.
No. Well, not to talk shit. There was one that I tried that was a tequila soda something and it was yucky to me.
Chicks? I don't know.
Chicks with Dicks?
I think the can is called Chicks with Dicks. Paloma? No, it's really pretty.
That's the brand?
Where the fuck did I put my phone?
God, isn't it?
It's like it fucking disappeared.
Well, you're like sitting in like 10 pounds of jersey.
I'm so fleece. Hot in here. Ew! Austin!
God, I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ! Chicks with Dicks sit tight asses so on hard sorry. Cocks and foursome. Chicks with Dicks get me so hard.
I've never seen anything.
Jesus Christ, did you have to go on to images?
Oh my God, I can't. This will change it.
There you go. There 2 chicks, 1 dick.
It doesn't say any dick.
Called two chicks.
2 chicks is such a far cry from 2 chicks.
I was like, what's all the flesh on the monitor? And then I was like, wow,
chicks with dicks.
It was so many positions.
You need emotional support.
Oh, Frenchie's probably traumatized back there.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Pump up the air, party people.
And the volume.
Oof. Wait, what did Luca think about everything?
Oh, good question. Luca loved it. It went by so fast. The party. I mean, you spend. I don't care what it is. If bar mitzvah, wedding, birthday, anything, anniversary. You know, because you do events. Mm-hmm. But typically, it's because it's for work. I mean, like, it's professional. You're not tied to it personally. Even though I know you crush it, you're not like it's. No. It's not about. It's not that personal to you, right?
It's different when I do it.
Yeah.
You're like so excited for it to be over and successful. But yeah. When it's a personal event, yeah. There's a sadness that you go, fuck.
A few people said that, you know, it's a letdown at the end. I didn't feel that. I just, it goes by so fast.
It goes by fast.
And
you've
spent so long planning it and so much money and whatever. And then I put so much heart and soul into it. And I really think that, like, everybody felt that. But I was like, oh my God, it's over?
Yeah. That's what
loved it. I don't think he could have had more fun. I think he had the best
idea. That's why I love doing it and not being emotionally and personally attached to it.
Ugh.
It's so fun. And that's more fun.
And that's why I said, although I was very emotionally attached to it, it was even more fun than my wedding because I still got to separate myself from it a bit. Than being it's my wedding.
Yeah, no. They're like, you're it's like stepping stones.
I think
away
I could
from.
Be, I mean, I don't have the bandwidth, but I would crush if somebody hired me to plan theirs.
You should just do bar mitzvahs.
I would kill it.
Why don't you?
I wouldn't be day of though. That's the problem. I would never want to be day of. I don't, that I couldn't do. Planning it, sure.
Why? Yeah. It's so easy.
No, I don't want to.
If you're good at it and you enjoy it, it's easy.
And just being there till 1 a.m.?
No, you're never there till there's always people that are working with you that break down and oversee vendors.
Night
it's not
rats.
Like you're like it's not like you're having a midnight cigarette waiting.
Rizzo the rat. But he loved it. I think he loved it. I don't know. I think he was a success. I feel accomplished. I really feel accomplished. I didn't feel sad that it was over. But looking at the next, it was like, whoa, that went so fast.
I feel
fast.
That way about my kids' birthday parties. I put a lot of thought and like...
Goes so fast.
Mm-hmm. I feel an inch of sadness.
Really?
And I'm like, it's over.
I feel like mine lasts forever with those parties. Mm-mm.
Mine kind of tastes like a candy cane now.
I'm into mine. Are we going to get fake... Okay, I never put up my skeleton. Ladies. I'm a horrible human.
Oh my God, can we start talking about Christmas?
I was just going to say that. I want to get a fake tree.
Wait.
I know.
Just duh. On
what did
so
we
many
say?
Levels.
What is it called? The place that we
oh,
like.
Oh, it's called Balsam Hill.
Yeah.
Balsam Hill.
I think you're right.
So Leanne just told me about a fucking place. It was like trailer tractor.
Chicks with dicks. Chicks on a tractor.
On a tractor. Balsam Hill. No, she just told me about this.
We looked this up once before, God. But I need to get, I was thinking about this today because I missed.
Can I tell you another trend with trees right now?
Tell me.
Ooh. People are
blue spruce,
especially with there's nothing better than a spruce.
I like that one.
The second one, the first one or the second?
I like the spruce, the classic blue spruce.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So the new trend right now is taking your faux tree, your artificial tree.
Yeah,
getting a pot, like a planter pot, just a regular one that you
wait. You told me this,
and then sticking it in so that you have height under your tree.
Oh, wait.
So
a fake tree.
Fake tree.
Why do you want height?
Presence. It was a rat.
Rizzo? Are you
Rizzo?
There?
That's a gorgeous fucking tree.
Interesting. Yes.
Feet?
Okay, fine.
$3,000.
Out of stock
tree.
Already?
Yeah, of course. Wait, can we see what,
wait, what
like
about
a 9 foot?
Foot?
Jesus Christ. Where do you have 12-foot ceilings?
I don't, but I like to imagine that they are. Daron will be like, there's no way you can fit a 10-foot. Yes, there is.
12
out of
foot,
stock? Yeah. What about 10? 10, 10,
9
10.
Is in stock.
10 out?
Out.
No, I want 10.
Gross. No, wait. Colored lights and clear.
No. Clear.
Yeah, bitch. Get out the way.
What's the difference? Oh, I don't like LED. What about clear incandescent?
What is clear incandescent? Clear incandescent lights?
They're not LED, which means they're probably won't last
fuck.
As long. No, LED's bright as fuck.
I love LED. You know what,
Luca,
though?
Luca, Ezra, Dom.
Mm-hmm. See, what I do is I get like one of these trees and I just do the clear lights because then they double down on the clear and then I add the colored on
top. I'm depressed. Are we already sold out? Have we missed the bus on this?
You can get this one.
No, but I have 10 and a half foot ceilings. So there's no way I'm getting less than 10.
You have to get 9.
No.
You don't get 10 if you have 10 and a half
foot. Yeah.
If you have a 12 foot ceiling. It's 11. You're making this shit up now just to get a 10-foot tree. No one has 11-foot ceilings.
I do.
Samantha?
I do.
Samantha.
They're 10 and a half.
Exactly.
No, I'm doing 10. I'm not going to settle for 9-foot shit.
9 feet is still pretty high.
Okay, what are you going to do? 9?
Right now.
You have 9. You have more in your new pad.
I don't think I do. In the family room, but I can't fit a fucking tree in that family room.
No, in the
living room?
Yeah.
Well, if I put it in the middle of the fucking room, I do, but like, it goes like this.
Oh, it's a, okay, it's a triangle.
So I'm going to have a little baby dick tree. Period end.
Oh my God, baby dicks. I know. Well,
what is the going rate for a bar mitzvah?
Here's a breakdown based on relationships. Close family, grandparents, uncles, aunts, 180 to 540. Wonderful. Close friends of the family, 108 to 360. This is acquaintances or distant relatives, 36 to 180. This is fucking amazing.
Is this
kids
on par?
And young guests, schoolmates, friends, 36 to 108. But that, to me, kids, young guests, that doesn't count. Like, that's more like close friends of the family. I mean, these are people he's been in school with for 8 years.
Yeah.
That's not a kid.
This is a great breakdown.
This is a great breakdown.
What's the norm though?
Multiples of 18 in Jewish tradition, giving money in multiples of 18 is, wait, can we go? I just want to read this. Is anyone there?
No, Frenchie doesn't know how to work a mouse.
Can you shrink it? Multiples of 18 is considered meaningful. Consider your relationship. The closer you are to the family, the more you expect to give. Local customs. Check with the people in your community to see if they are local norms regarding bar mitzvah gift amounts. I mean, yeah.
Those hoodies you made, that was the best quality.
So these hoodies I made.
And thank you, Jesus, that you put the logo on the hood. Right? Because you know what? There's nothing worse than having something so fucking branded that you're like, it should be like
colorful
and discreet and like,
yes,
and interesting. It should be an Easter egg.
My thing
like,
with
wait.
These are, I think kids are going to take these to college.
Yeah.
It's not going to say so-and-so's bar mitzvah, 10/24, whatever. It's super chill. I love the hoodies. Luca, when he saw, I was like so psyched. And you know, I'm a hard sell. When I saw them, I was like blown away. And he was like, can we send it back to the screen printer and like put it here, like put something else here? And I'm like, I know why. I just want to be crazy. I want to mess up my hair. I'm like, no, trust me. You'll thank me later. And everybody loved them. I think they'll all wear them forever as opposed to not wearing them in a year from now. That's
what
happens.
It's so cheesy when it's like right across your stomach. Or even across your back. It's like, I think that way with like rap gifts, like for shows.
Yeah.
When it's like monotone, like it's black on black, like it's so
they'll
much
wear
cooler.
It even once that show's long gone,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I agree. And I think now he's seeing the light. So, but I used this brand Elwood. Have you heard of them? I don't think they've been around a long time. They're out of LA. And they're pretty incredible quality and a great price point.
The sleeves are amazing. The wrists, everything about that hoodie was amazing.
And I mean, and it's amazing.
Gross. Look at her hat.
No, but I like that waffle.
I know, but the...
Whatever. That's like a condom hat. People do that all the time. The
God, they all have condom hats on.
The hoodies are amazing.
They're really good.
And the sweats are amazing. Anyway, I love... Yeah, that's the hoodie. But we did that in... the vintage black. I think it's a core color. That's chocolate. Yeah. Is that the vintage black? Yeah. That's,
yeah.
See?
It was so
and
cute.
And then I also thought that doing it in the one color white was better than like a multicolor.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. I loved that all the kids were fighting over pillows. It was like,
I was shocked.
What the fuck are you going to do with a
Luca
pillow?
I was shocked.
Like, I love this child more than most of you. I don't have anywhere to put a Luca pillow.
So
I saved them for the kids.
Maybe I'll bring a few for in here.
Good. But like, they were like, would you like everything? I was like, no. It was like, I don't need a pillow. These kids
are like... A lot of people didn't take the hats, and I realize why now.
Why?
Because I thought they were beautiful.
I loved them. I brought one home for Ted.
I just think, had I done just the logo and not the name, it could anyone would wear it. Now, it, with his name on it, even though it could not have looked better,
no,
it's awesome. A little more specific. But Duran made the pillows. I didn't think many people would, for decor also, would want the pillows. Yeah. Sorry. And everybody took the pillows.
Everyone took the pillows.
Yeah.
Kids were fighting. I was like taking him off.
I need
of
to bring
couches.
Sandra a merch bag. Sandra, I'm bringing
I would wear that Luca hat.
And I'm bringing you a hoodie. I'm going to bring and a pillow.
Thank you.
And a tattoo.
Oh, wait, the glitter freckles?
Oh my God.
No.
No one did that.
Luca tattoos. Nobody did that.
No one did.
Why? Wait, why? We had the glitter freckles. Okay, so wait, why? Is it because my girl didn't sell it or why? You tell me.
She didn't sell it.
Okay.
And secondly, her application with the tattoos was so shoddy that I was like, not going to roll the dice with my face.
Was it? Why?
Because she was using like, which were the cutest little stampers.
I got those.
They were adorable.
Yeah.
But like she had acrylics on. She was like, and I was like, no, it's not right.
I think I fucked up on that because she does my blowouts and I like love her. She's great.
She's adorable.
But I don't think she sold it. She didn't have enough gusto.
No.
She needed more. I needed Kelly.
You needed Kelly. She's like, bitch, sit down. Let me put some motherfucking freckles on your face.
Should have hired
they should have said Taylor Swift wore it or someone like that. Yeah.
You guys, I had $400, no $400 of glitter freckles that I returned, packages unopened. Nobody did them.
No one.
She did not sell it. But I asked her, I said, were you busy? She said, yes. So
she was.
But you think she didn't do a good job on the
finger?
Oh my God,
I got the cutest tattoos. One here.
Okay, good.
Then
so they were fine.
I got one here. And then this is still on. And Mike got one too.
Oh my God. Yay. I love that.
Mike got one and it looks so good on him.
I love that. I have extra chain and I think we should do like a little girls cocktail party and have someone come and put them on.
I wanted her to do my neck and she said she would, but I was so like fever-like towards the end that I was like, I can't do that to Meredith.
Wait, so were the tattoos a bust?
No, I think a lot of people were doing the tattoos. The tattoos. I did one. It just said, just breathe.
I think she was the wrong person to hire. That's my, for that.
You hired your blowout chick to apply them?
Yeah, because I set up the whole thing because the people who do tattoos that you hire for events, I wanted more specific tattoos. They were like, well, no, we bring what we have. And I'm like, no, I want what I want.
Come to me next time.
Well, whatever. I think they were all having too much fun. They didn't care.
They didn't care. I kind of kicked off the tattoo party, whatever. No big deal. Just saying.
I was a little disturbed that that was kind of a bust.
Like,
right there.
Who took it? Where? Oh,
why didn't you? What are you showing me?
Nothing, because my phone's dead. Sandra didn't bring a charger.
Why do you need a charger?
I came unprepared.
Isn't your office next door?
I don't have a charger in my office.
You don't?
No.
Oh, can I tell you something else? My iPod, my EarPod Maxes. Do you have a fever?
Slight.
Stop.
A little bit.
Are you serious?
Why?
Because you're just touching your head and I'm taking out of your thing.
We're fine.
Okay. My AirPod Maxes, you have those? The over the ear. They're huge.
Yeah.
And they're so expensive. I've had mine for 2 years.
Thank you.
I think. Or less.
I didn't have it.
And they broke. They just don't work.
Motherfucker.
Have you heard this? They just stopped working. And I took them in. They're like, it's going to be $330.
Oh, piss off.
New pair is like $550. But so I'm kind of like.
You didn't get AppleCare?
I think even if I did, would it?
No. AppleCare covers everything.
No, not for over 2 years.
Oh, well. Okay, well.
2 years. A $500, $600 pair of headphones should not die.
Yeah.
So.
I'll argue that one. How often are you using them?
Not like crazy all the time.
2 years, you got it. You got your usage.
No, they should last you more than 2 years. Yeah, they should last you 5.
Okay, let me proposition you this way. Someone handed you a pair of dope ass headphones, said, hey, you can use these. It'll be $1 a day. And you got 2 years out of them. Wouldn't you be like, That was a deal.
The cost per
wear.
That
was a fucking deal.
But I don't use them every day. So maybe if I got a full like 2 years.
But again, if someone gave you that deal and you go, probably not going to wear them any day, but fuck it, it's $1 a day. Most cars are $30 a day. You'd be like, sure, I'll take them.
Your logic is strange, but I mean, it's
the way I rationalize tipping people as well. I had this argument with a friend where I was like, we were ordering Postmates and I was like, does anybody do 20%? Because I always feel guilty when I don't do 20%.
No, they're not waiting on you. Shh.
Okay, so here's that. No. So then everyone around me was like, no, I do 3. And I was like, $3 fucking? And they're like, well, how much do you do? I was like,
$3. That's ridiculous.
Minimum 10. Doesn't matter what I order, minimum 10.
Can
they're
I
like,
say something?
Yes.
I have a unique experience. I delivered for Domino's for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And
this is incredible.
It's not necessarily the percentage of what the order is.
No.
Like,
it's the task.
If you give them $10 for one trip, mm-hmm. that makes their night. If you get multiple $10 tips in a night, like you've done it. You've made done it. So like the goal is to do like $50 to $100 in tips a night, I would say. But like, you know, you're driving for 6 or 8 hours and that's so much driving. And if everyone tips like $3.
That's ridiculous.
Then you've like, made $24 that night.
You're like kind of happy with $5, so, but you're very happy with
$10. Because here's why.
The minimum 10. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. $10 because here's why. I'll never forget. I was at Disney with my dad and we were waiting on valet and I had $2 or $3 out. And he took it. He goes, here. And he handed me like, I think he handed me a 5 or a 10. I think it was a 5. It wasn't anything crazy. Car was right there. And I said something to him. And he goes, how much would you want to stand out here all night, park your car, come back, then go get your car and bring it back to you? And I was like, well, I mean, okay.
Well,
I
you're get, not the only point. Customer.
I get that, but he's like, how much would you want for that one trip? How much? Would you be okay with $2? I was like, fuck no. He's like, is that worth your time? And I'm like, no. And so now, and I told my friends this the other night, I go, how much would you want to get into your car, drive to Sharky's or wherever it is, wait for someone's order, make sure it's accurate, put it in your car, drive to that person's house and put it on their doorstep and take a picture. How much would you want? $3? Like, that's disgraceful in my opinion. I go, I want 10 minimum, even if I just picked up one fucking sandwich.
10 minimum. What bothers me is like if I order like sushi, right? It's expensive. And I have animals at my house who eat so much, right? So there's 5 of us. And it's $250. And they're like, do you want to tip 55? And I'm like, no, I don't. Thanks so much.
No, but that makes no sense. To me, the 20%
but
on that.
They suggest it.
But I go, I don't. No.
Exactly.
I do not.
Exactly.
I did like DoorDash over COVID with my mom. And then the rule was like $3 plus $1 or $2 for every mile you're driving.
Yeah.
Because the base pay is also $3. So we would make between like 5 to 10 each.
Yeah.
Round.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So base what were you happy with? What would you be happy with tips? Like what,
wait,
what
the
kind
base
of
pay for them is $3?
It's $3 per trip. And then the rule was like I would only take orders if it was like $1 or $2 per mile that I was driving from the restaurant to the house.
Mile or two. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because of gas.
So you have firsthand experience. Like when you got tips, what would you be stoked over?
It's like honestly anywhere between 5 to 10.
Okay, that's good to
There's
know.
A lot of no tips though. There's tons
Are
of
you
tips.
Fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Oh my.
And then there's
God.
A special, you know what? And I will say this, there's
a special
place
in hell for those people.
For people who don't tip. And if you like decline the order that has no tips, then like your rate goes down as a
fuck
DoorDash
off
driver.
Yeah, suck one. Yeah.
And you also get taxed on tips with credit cards. So cash tips are always preferred, of course.
No one does cash tip.
I didn't know that. No one does cash tip.
I've gotten
good.
Cash tip before.
I'm going to hell in a handbasket.
But what's crazy is that like my mom and I went to a retail store where they sell soaps and I like picked out a bunch of soaps and then they turned the tablet at me and said, would you like to tip? And I was like, there's no way. I picked this all up by myself. I'm not tipping you guys.
Do you know what kills me when I go to get Botox or like whatever filler or whatever I do?
I'm a sucker. I'm like, sure.
They turn the thing and you're paying like so much money. And they're like, care for it to tip your injector? I'm like, no. Are you insane?
You're like,
I'm good. I hope you're happy with your $1,000.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, no, do we tip?
No. 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 No.
No, right?
No.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Have you guys noticed the percentages have gone up for tipping though?
Mm-hmm.
It's like now it's like 20, 25, and 30.
It starts at like 25 and like they suggest 22. But.
Yeah.
But I do you know how many times I've been with people where they don't tip for valet and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? I just paid $20 for valet. And I'm like, oh, silly me. I forgot. That guy in the collared shirt owns the company.
Yeah.
You're right. He's making out like a fucking bandit tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, in LA, you moron.
And probably like New York or, you know, the big cities like that. The valet is crazy.
It's crazy. But I'm like, you think he sets the standard? He would never valet here. Like, don't take it out on him because you chose to not park your car, you fat fuck. Like, maybe it's the lights that are so hot in here.
No, it's, I'm like not lit up and it's really hot in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, phew.
By the way, speaking of hot in here, I told them not to play, again, here's me at the bar mitzvah. Told them
Jesus
not to play.
Jesus Christ, this really is going to go on for 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're going to fucking indulge me.
Indulge you.
I said, don't play, because somehow all these DJs, this is also actually universal. All these DJs want to play is, a lot of them want to play late 90s, early 2000s stuff. And this goes for weddings, bar mitzvahs, all this stuff, right? And I specifically said, do not. I said, play dark 80s, like New Order and The Cure. I mean, it probably wouldn't have gone over that well. But in my head, I would have been dancing all night, right? They were like, dark 80s? I was like, dark 80s. They're like, okay, we got you. Of course, I never played any of that. Then someone sends me a video of me and Lindsay, because she had a gold dress on too, dancing on the dance floor to it's getting hot in here. And I was watching the video going, was I real? I didn't even notice. I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice I was dancing. I just had a dance off to It's Getting Hot in Here.
There's only one song that I'm like, please don't play this.
What?
Like, delete it from your list. Delete it from your archives. Celebrate. I fucking hate that song.
Hate. Like fucking
with the
hate.
Fire of a thousand suns.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Celebrate. There's a party going on right here.
Totally literal.
And I'm like, ugh.
Being total literal about the party happening right now.
I was like, I hate you so much.
I know. I was like, please
I was
play.
Like, do not play Celebrate.
I was like, play Spider-Man by The Cure. And they
I'd
were
rather
like,
you
okay.
play classical music than Celebrate.
By the way, or jazz or like a jazz
Don't give
quartet.
A fuck.
I love
Ska.
Yeah.
I'm open to anything.
Ska. Buck 09, please. what was the other one? Sublime. No, I would take anything. Like
I like Sublime.
They love
311.
That genre though, that R&B early 2000s.
Do you know what I listened to on the ride home from work?
What?
So fucking random.
What?
Jodeci.
I don't know Jodeci. Well, no, because I mean like I know them, but I don't know the songs.
I wanna freak you.
Oh,
it was like, I was like, I cannot believe, I mean, granted, I was dating a guy named Poppy or something when I
Poppy?
Listened to Jodeci. Okay. Halston.
Oh.
Halston, my hat's off to you that you just
and
fucking
look,
flew
how to spell
through.
It. He knows how
yeah.
to spell it.
Yeah. See, freaking you. Freaking you. I want to freak you. It's like baby making music. Can oh, only God. Imagine what this fucking music video looks like. This is like Lauren music for sure.
Lauren. I feel oh. like
yeah.
Every time I close my
like Bobby Brown era.
Why did I listen to this on my way home?
Why? Yeah, why?
I don't know. I just
I wake
was
up
like,
feeling so horny. I
can't get you
dicks.
Out of my
like,
mind.
What are you doing this weekend?
Sexing you be all I see. I would give you anything just to make you understand me. I don't give a damn about nothing else. Freaking you is all I need tonight. I need your body. I need your body. I mean,
don't worry about it.
Love you.